Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the sizzling hot world of AI, specifically reasoning models.
Ooh, reasoning models, like those LLMs that think before they speak. I've heard whispers about those, something about insane results.
Exactly. Think OpenAI's GPT-3.5 and Claude, or the open source Qwen. But now DeepSeek's R1 is stealing the show. It's open source, MIT licensed, and has versions that can run on your computer.
Wait, hold on. More powerful than GPT-3.5 and I can run it myself? Color me intrigued. But is it really all that?
That's what I thought. So I put it to the test with Bolt.diy, our open source AI coding assistant. And let me tell you, the hype is real.
Bolt.diy? Now we're talking. Let's hear about this showdown.
R1 outperformed even Claude 3.5 at building a complex chat interface for an AI agent. One shot, minimal prompting, and it just worked. Authentication, conversation history, the whole nine yards. Even looked better than what I built with Lovable, which, frankly, I never expected from Bolt DIY.
No way. I mean, Claude is usually the gold standard for AI coding. Are you sure it wasn't a fluke?
I thought so too, but I ran the test multiple times. Same prompt, same setup. Claude consistently struggled, missing key features, and even failing to connect to the agent initially. R1, on the other hand, just breezed through it.
So this R1 is not just hype, it's the real deal. But how do I get my hands on this magical AI?
Easy peasy. Download it through Alama or Hugging Face. They've got versions based on Qwen and Llama, so you can find one that fits your hardware. Even the 14 billion parameter version is comparable to GPT 3.5 Turbo, which is mind-blowing.
14 billion parameters? That sounds intense, but doable. And the cost? Don't tell me it's going to break the bank.
Nope. Pennies on the dollar compared to other APIs. We're talking 55 cent per million input tokens and $2 for output, a fraction of the cost of OpenAI or Anthropic.
Okay, I'm sold. R1 sounds like a game changer, but be honest, was it really perfect?
All right, I'll admit, it wasn't flawless. There were a couple of minor hiccups, like duplicate messages, but a few quick prompts fixed those right up. Nothing compared to the struggles I had with Claude.
So it's not just cheap and powerful, it's also easy to work with. That's the dream.
Exactly. And it's open source, which means we're not locked into any single provider. The future of AI coding is looking bright, my friend.
I'm ready to dive in. Thanks for the info, Nutty.
Anytime. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.